As summer came to a close, the sheep headed down from the hill. They knew the way home by heart. But while they were away, the farmer had put in a new gate. Rose stopped and stared. She was too big to fit through. The other sheep knocked into Rose from behind. They pushed and they shoved, but it was no use. Rose was stuck in the gate like a knot in a rope. She could not squeeze past.
"I know what you need," said a small sheep, balancing upside down on her front legs. "Yoga.
I kneel and stretch every day, and look how I fit through the gate." Rose looked up at the yoga sheep and blinked. Could yoga really help?
"You have to keep at it," said the yoga sheep. "Kneel, stretch, and breathe. If you practice every day, I know you will fit past that gate."
Rose knelt down on the mat and tried her best. The sun blazed down, hot and bright, but Rose knelt on her mat and got to work. She bent and reached over and over. She stretched her knees and pointed her toes again and again. It had been a whole week. Rose was hot and tired, her knees aching from all the stretching. But she was no smaller. She knew it deep down. She still could not fit past the gate.
"I know what will work,"
called a thin sheep from up on the slope.
"Come and run with me.
I run every day, and it keeps me slim enough to fit through the gate." Rose looked up at the thin sheep and let out a long sigh. So Rose ran. She ran every day for a week, even in the blazing heat, up the hill, around the field, until her knees knocked together. But after a whole week of running, Rose was no smaller. She still could not fit past the gate. When she knelt by the water for a drink, Rose met another sheep friend. The friend was floating on her back, kicking along with little flippers.
"Come and swim," said her friend. "I know that if you swim each day, you will get smaller, and you will fit through the gate."
Rose did not need to be told twice. She backed up, put her head down, and jumped in headfirst with a mighty splash. If swimming was the knack to getting through that gate, she would give it everything she had. Rose swam all week. It was nice to get out of the heat that hung around at the end of summer. A little bird sat on her knee as they floated in the golden light. But Rose knew the truth. She was not any smaller, and she still could not fit past the gate. Then Rose looked up the hill at the gate, and her eyes went wide. "I know how to get past that gate," she said. "I do not need to get smaller. I just need the right tools." Rose gathered everything she needed. A saw, a knife, scissors, a hammer, a wood plane, rope, and a handful of nails. A red pouch sat on top of the pile. She had knots to tie, knobs to fix, and a gate to rebuild. Rose knotted the rope and knocked in the nails until a brand new gate stood tall. At last, she lay curled up on a soft bed of hay, back with her friends where she belonged. Her knees were tired and her knuckles were sore, but she had done it. She was home.
"You got in at last," said the sheep, crowding close with wide eyes. "We know yoga did not work. Running did not work. Swimming did not work. What did you do?"
They knocked into each other, all trying to get a better look.
"I am fit and I am well," said Rose, sitting tall in her pile of hay. "But I am still big, so I used what I know and my tools, and I made the gate fit me."
The sheep all nodded. Rose had always known the answer was not to get smaller. It was to think bigger.